Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is Jimmy. I'm from Texas. Was from Texas, but now I'm in Louisiana. But I was the one with the story about the little trailer house in Hackett, Arkansas, the one that y'all said was like the perfect house that if someone wanted to live in a haunted house, and I agree. Today, I'd like to tell you a story of why that I have a closet phobia. It's a very, very scary phobia. I'll just jump right into it. Okay. So there was this house in Pittsburgh, Texas that we lived in, me and my mother and my stepfather. It was a kind of an older house. It was on the outskirts of town, on a hill, kind of back in the woods. So it was kind of a nice little house. The rooms were really big, and my room had two closets in it. And from being very little, I've always known that I was sensitive. The family just runs in the family. So I knew, I felt something when we first moved in the house. But, you know, as being a little kid, you can't really just what is evil, what is not evil, and that kind of thing. So my bed was set up to where it's against the wall where I can see my door, and the door leads out into the hallway, which you pass by the bathroom on one side and my mother and father's room on the other side, and then into the living room, and then off to the living room, off from the living room, is the kitchen. And there's a coffee table in the living room, which I would sit at and do my homework, and I could see my bedroom door. But I'll explain why I gave that visual. It started a few nights in, and I was laying in my bed. And one closet is to the left of my door, and the other closet is to the right of my door. Really weird setup. Never really understood it. So what happens is, I'm laying there about to go to sleep when I hear the door open. And it creaks open. It's like an older house. So, and I hear footsteps. So I look up thinking, you know, my mom's coming in or something or do something. And I see that the right closet door is open. And the footsteps start moving and then the door closes. And the footsteps continue across the room to the other closet that door opens, and then the foot dips disappear, and then that door closes. And it would do that about 3 times a night, starting around 1-ish in the morning. You know, I told my mom, but she kind of set it up to, you know, you're having bad dreams. So, you know, I was all like, okay, you know, why not? I'm, you know, I've grown up with night terrors. I've lived through those even as a little kid. So it's whatever. So time goes by and I just get used to the sounds. You know, it did it every night. Well, one day I was in the living room and I was doing my homework. And, you know, I'm like a kindergarten first grade at this time. And in the corner of my eye, I see a black shadow cross. I hear the closet door open, and I kind of look up and in the corner. Well, I don't look up, but I see it in the corner of my eye, and I see the shadow pass by my door because my door is open. Then I look up and I hear the other closet door close. And so I called to my mom. I was like, "Mom, did you hear that?" And she's all like, "Yeah, what was that?" I was all like, "That was the door to my closet opening and closing and going to the other one and opening and closing. And I saw a shadow figure." So she freaks out. She grabs me. We go outside. And she goes around the house frantically checking windows, doors, making sure nothing's broken, you know, for burglaries and such. And then she calls the owner of the house. And the owner of the house comes and he looks around the house. There's nothing really there. So she sends me in and she talks with the owner for a little bit and comes back in. Nothing like that ever happened, you know. Well, I mean, strange things happen around the house, like things disappearing, you know, the normal kind of haunting kind of things. But then we decided to move, and this is when we first moved to Arkansas, to a town called Mena. But it was like a couple of days before the move, and I heard the closet door open. You know, I'm thinking, oh, well, here we go again. And instead of footsteps, I don't hear the footsteps. So I look up, and I see this black, shadowy figure emerge from the closet. And it just kind of starts to, instead of being like a shape of a person, it goes into like a mist, and it flows above my bed. And it's sitting there holding me down. And I remember trying to scream. I mean, you may chalk this up to be like a sleep paralysis kind of thing, which it might have been, but at the same time, with it coming out of the closet and me having those issues with the closet, I think not. All I remember is this black shadow above me. I could feel the wind. It was not even a cool wind. It was more of a warm wind. And its eyes, which were like these blue dots, and they pulsated with like, you know, you're seeing something, like you're seeing the frost coming off something that's cold, and it kind of looked like that. And I don't know how long it held me there, but eventually it just kind of floated back to not the same closet it came out, but the other closet, and shut the door. After that, I ran into my mom's room and slept with her, and I slept with her and my father until we moved. Well, I actually didn't tell my mom exactly what happened until, you know, about a few years later, until about a few years ago, sorry. I'm 23 now, so. And she's like, oh my God, you know, I didn't know that would happen. And then, you know, she calls back. I mean, then she tells me. She goes, well, that day you saw the figure. She says, when I sent you back in, the owner of the house tried to make a move on me, and it was very forceful, and I looked into his eyes, and his eyes had very, very mischievous intent. She said, I was scared for my life. So I ran inside, and, you know, and I kind of remember that she didn't just walk in. She kind of ran inside, closed the door, and locked it. I thought, you know, I didn't think nothing of it. I was a little kid. And she goes, so I went and called your dad, and, you know, and that's why we moved, mainly is because of that. And she told me, she said, you know, he lived in this house before we did. And, you know, only God knows what he did inside that house before we moved in. So to me, whatever that thing was, and I chalk it up to as a demon, that's just how I chalk it up to, was probably summoned or manifested by him and things he did inside that house. And it just doesn't sound good. So now every house I walk into, I have to get a big room. I have to have the door closed off from my vision as I sleep, or I take the door off its hinges, especially if it's one with a knob. Now, if it's a sliding open door, I'm okay with that. No problems with that. But it's just doors with knobs. And if someone leaves a light on in a closet or they leave a door open, I always get onto them because it scares me to death. I'll come around the corner to be open. I will jump. The visions just pop into my head of those doors opening, and I just can't handle it. It scares me. But I just wanted to share that because, you know, it's one of my childhood traumas of the paranormal, and it still lives in me today. And I still can't get over that. Every time I hear y'all have a story about a closet, I freak out. You know, I'm all like, no, none of that. But anyway, love the show. Keep it up. And I hope this goes through because my last one didn't and I had to write it in. And I'll talk to y'all later.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.